We are live.
Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. It's Sunday. It's been nice in the morning. Beautiful day outside. At least for us here on the East Coast in Philadelphia. And this is our 648th episode of the show. And I'm talking today about people and interactions. People always talk about Scrum Manifesto and what we value in the manifesto. And the very first word is people. So I want to talk about that, especially with the certain cold getting over and people going back to work, and talk a little bit about that and just upcoming events. Anyway, I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way to bring value to your customer, get you home to family and friends, and not work crazy hours that we take to do it. It's part of the white people's in the beginning of the manifesto. And have some fun, right? So it's all about parties and stuff like that. Though they drank a lot of beer right in that manifesto, I think, or whiskey. Who knows what they drank? Anyway, so what am I talking about today? Why are you bringing up people and interactions, Craig? Well, there's a lot of companies getting ready to go back to the office from this remote working space. And if you see all the news out there, you see articles, people not wanting to go in, people going in, companies trying to force people to come in, you know, get vaccinated, you know, the whole wealth of range of things going on. Well, one of the things, it's like I brought up the other day about OKRs and how managers are always asking me, how do I help Greg? How do I get him? What is my job? Because there's nothing about my job in Scrum. There's just a product owner, Scrum Master, and a team. There's nothing that says manager, right? And what I usually tell them is that you get exposed to what's going on throughout the company more. You definitely get more than the teams do. Your job is to bring that information, insights. And like I said in the other episode, was use objectives. Here's some objectives for the quarters, 4 of them, that I know will help us do better in the next coming quarter, next coming year, in the future of the organization. Let's get these in place so we can go there. That is a great add to any team anywhere on the planet Earth. So if anybody wanted to know what a manager should, that's what you do. That, get rid of blockers. Get rid of people out of the way, causing your team not to develop stuff. So, but also not, like I said, managers get to see things earlier than the teams do. It just does. It's just the way it's going to happen. Well, there are some companies out there that are looking to bring people back on. And I heard things like, oh, don't worry, when we're doing this, we'll give you like 2 or 3 months, which is decent. Notice when we think we will start bringing people back in the office. Well, the other day I heard one company was given less than a month's notice. Actually, it's pretty tight, and the communications was not too swift. But I'm like thinking, you know, you've been thinking about this for a while. Nobody else on the planet has been thinking about coming into the office. It's out of their mind. They're just trying to live their lives, get their lives back together. And your first thing, oh, let's go back in the office. You want to talk about shock, you know, shell shock from that one? It's like there's probably families and parents and people with little kids and stuff like that are caring for older folks that are like, I haven't even thought about this yet. I can't plan it. I need a little more time. I need to know, like when you're thinking you're doing, what the makeup of this is, because I think it's going to be a shell shock. So the word people is being left out of the manifesto. Right, and it's the very first word in the values of the manifesto, what they value. We value people and interactions over tools and processes. Right, so I saw a lot of that, but I just want to share. Got to think about people, Scrum Masters, product owners, everyone, managers too, will think, well, why doesn't the team know this? Because they don't talk about it. They're in there working on code, building tests. Neck deep into the code. They don't pay attention to the other stuff around them, right? Your job is to do that and help them be aware when this stuff comes up. But I just thought it was amazing. I think it's going to be crazy. And what I'm looking forward to, Gunther The caretaker scrum, as he calls himself, or they call him, or whatever. He's doing a values thing on Thursday, which I'm going to attend. If you look up him on Twitter or anything like that, you'll find his thing. But he's going to do a 4-hour presentation or a discussion on the scrum values. So I'm very curious what his take is. And it's on Central European time. So it's quite a few hours away. Starts early, so it's a morning session if you're on the East Coast. But it should be a good one. And I'm very curious to see what he has to say about the people part, right? And how that's going to go. But most students are going to be, don't worry about that. And then the other thing I wanted to bring up, what's the other thing? Oh. I used to have a bunch of fortune cookies. After I did the show yesterday and did the fortune cookie episode, I come back, my entire floor, and I have a picture, is littered with fortune cookie plastic wrappers and notes. So now my dog is a living fortune cookie dispenser. She ate them all the cookies. She ate every one of them. It's a dog that ate a box of chocolate, so I had to take to the vet to get her stomach bumped. Yeah, good thing there's no chocolate in those fortune cookies. But she ate the entire thing of cookies. She really did. Anyway, that was my adventure yesterday. Come back after going exercising and running around getting stuff for the museum. And I come back and there's no more fortune cookies. I had to go to the store, buy some fortune cookies. So you never know what comes up every day in this world. That's my dog barking at other dogs. So I want to wish you happy scrumming. Please think about the people. Don't assume they know or are thinking the same way you are when you make these decisions. Take it easy on them when they come back after this cold, right? I have to use the word cold because if I use another word, they'll probably flag me and block me and ban me. So I don't use that, the two words. There's the V and it only starts with the C. Don't use those two words. Because this machine, this algorithm doesn't know. It just knows what those two words are. With that, I want to say have a great day. Happy scrumming. Wish us luck. Give us thumbs up. Wish everyone who's going in luck. And that their lives aren't torn up apart. And ring the bell once, twice, so when we go live, you'll know. And I am rearranging my – this is why you don't fill up a lot of stuff in a sprint or a backlog. You try to go a little bit because you don't know where it's going, because my days are changing routines and everything constantly. And now we're all going to change our routines again once we talk about meeting together in person and what's the benefit of that. So that I'm going to say – see you. Enjoy your weekend, whatever's left of it, and see you tomorrow. Take care and bye.